I don't know who you're talking about, I said frostily, but I'm sure you're wrong anyway. I'm not, I told you. Most people are easy to read. Except me, of course. Yes, except for you. His mood shifted suddenly. His eyes turned brooding. I wonder why that is. I had to look away from the intensity of his stare. I concentrated on unscrewing the lid of my lemonade. I took a swig, staring at the table without seeing it. Aren't you hungry? He asked, distracted. No. I didn't feel like mentioning that my stomach was already full of butterflies. You? I looked at the empty table in front of him. No, I'm not hungry. I didn't understand his expression. It looked like he was enjoying some private joke. Can you do me a favor? I asked after a second of hesitation. He was suddenly wary. That depends on what you want. It's not much, I assured him. He waited, guarded but curious. I just wondered if you could warn me beforehand the next time you decide to ignore me for my own good, just so I'm prepared. I looked at the lemonade bottle as I spoke, tracing the circle of the opening with my pinky finger. That sounds fair. He was pressing his lips together to keep from laughing when I looked up. Thanks. Then can I have one answer in return? He demanded. One. Tell me one theory. Whoops. Not that one. You didn't qualify, you just promised one answer, he reminded.